We used to bring them down here. Do you remember?
John!
Jesus, you'll give me a bloody heart attack.
Well, you'll give me one standing there.
Grandad!
I told you to stop calling.
My mum's until we sort some of
this. This is your decision, not mine.
Go on, Charlie.
What's going on, Finn? Where are we even going?
We just need to get to Grandad's. He'll know what to do.
About what?
Keeping us together.
Please, coffee is like refreshments.
Somebody needs to tell you to give up. Yes, shit.
I can't let you on without a responsible adult.
You're looking at
one. You've enough cheek for a new arse. You know that? Come on, get on.
Have you family over in Ireland?
In Dingle. My granddad. Everything's been shit since they cut him off.
You can't keep blaming yourself, John.
Granddad, do you ever get lonely?
You know, now and then.
We just have to savour the moment.
I said I'd get you there, and I will.
I miss you so much, and your beautiful boys.
Charlie!
Wow!
You have no idea how sorry I am.
I don't have a bit to say.
No, I won't ever be safe.
Here now. It's okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's the theatrical trailer to 500 Miles, which is adapted from the book Charlie and Me. It follows the story of two young brothers, Finn and Charlie, who run away from their fracturing Sheffield home as their parents' divorce threatens to separate them, and they embark on a journey across England and the sea to seek refuge with their estranged grandfather in Dingle, in Ireland. Film shot in Dingle, of course, and parts in Inchbeach as well. With me on the line, I'm delighted to say, is the director of the film, Morgan Matthews. Morgan, thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning. And listen, tell me first of all, look, what was the experience like for you and the film crew shooting this movie in Kerry?
Well, good morning and thanks for having me. It was such a great experience. And we filmed over about five and a half weeks, pretty much all in Ireland. We had a couple of days in the UK and with an all-Irish crew as well. And it really was a fantastic experience. We were filming towards the end of 2024, October, November. And unusually for a film, the weather was very kind to us. And we were filming scenes, as you say, on Inchbeach and elsewhere that were meant to be the height of summer. And on those days, the sun came out for us. So it was overall a really good experience.
And that was an important part of it, having that crew there, having that experience, and just working with the scenery and the backdrop as well, a key part of the movie.
Absolutely. And there is such beautiful scenery, obviously, in Kerry and around Dingle and on the way through Ireland as well. We were quite keen to avoid, I suppose, cliches of the Emerald Isle, but it is also such a beautiful landscape that you can't really avoid that. And we didn't try to. But I think it's a very natural representation of that part of Ireland and the greys and the greens and the blues and the sometimes rugged landscape as you know it as well. And sometimes the fog comes down and sometimes the rain comes down. And then 5 minutes later, the sun comes out as well. So I think it captures a real sense of the landscape and the environment as well.
Yeah, listen, a brilliant cast as well. Bill Nighy, Maisie Williams, who people will know, and some great up-and-coming young stars.
Absolutely. So Bill is playing Irish and is very proud of his Irish heritage. He has an Irish passport, which he was showing off in Ireland last time we were there. And some great young actors, Roman Griffin Davis, who people might remember actually played the lead Jojo in the film Jojo Rabbit when he was quite a bit younger.
Oh, yes.
And actually quite a big movie. And Dexter Sol Ansel, who's very young, was only 9 years old at the time, but also actually quite experienced. He just finished on A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which is the big Game of Thrones prequel. And he's
doing
that.
Very well.
So he's doing really well and is a fantastic young actor and very much a talent to watch. And then Claire Dunne, wonderful Irish actress as well, Michael Socker too.
Yeah, and it, what is it like working with, like, you've got young and up-and-coming actors, you've got experienced actors, you know, Maisie Williams at her stage in her career, and Bill Nighy at his stage in his career, blending all of them together must have been a good experience.
Oh, and it's such a good experience, and you know, really kind of blessed with the talent of the cast, the combined talents, and Maisie, obviously, as well. I don't really see a difference, too much difference working with actors who are less experienced compared to those who are very experienced. It's more about how they gel together. And I think Bill really sets a tone and is a wonderful professional and very generous actor. And he's very talkative and he'll talk to anyone. And he just set a lovely tone on location and on set. And I think everyone else joined in with that. But I also really enjoy working with young actors. And actually, the young actors in the film, as mentioned, some of them were really quite experienced. But there's still a lot you can do with young actors in terms of working on their performance. And they had such a great level of enthusiasm too. That was also really infectious.
Yeah. Morgan, how much of a challenge was it to make a movie like this? Because the impression that people have, on the one hand, there's never been more of demand for content, whether it's through streaming or whether it's through cinemas or whatever. But on the other hand, especially when it comes to filmmaking, I'd imagine there's a domination of, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the big superhero blockbusters. With telling a story like this, a human story, is it getting more difficult or is there a demand for it, do you think, as a counterpoint to what we're seeing in terms of the output and what studios are putting their major money behind?
Well, this is a relatively small independent film, and the finance for it was pieced together over quite a long period of time. We were very happy to get backing from Screen Ireland particularly. I wouldn't say it's straightforward. And films like this rely on people going to see them at the cinema as well. And it is a theatrical release. And I think it's a film that can be really enjoyed in the cinema, and the viewing of it is really enhanced in the cinema as a collective experience. It's hopefully a moving film, and there are also some laughs in there as well. So I think experiencing that with an audience on a big screen really makes a difference. So yeah, films like this rely on people going to see them. So I really hope they do. But no, it's not, and I don't think it ever is straightforward to make a film an independent film. It rarely is.
Yeah.
But that also means that there's a lot of passion behind it, you know, to get one made.
Yeah.
You have to really believe in it. And other people have to believe in it too. And the script, written written by Malcolm Campbell, who is a fantastic writer, lives in Ireland, has written some great Irish films, independent films, and some wonderful television as well. And that gives people confidence, you know? So when you have people getting behind the film like that, then it builds momentum. And thankfully, that got it over the line.
And buy-in from the stars as well, who are interested in performing these roles and starring in these sort of movies and making independent ones when there could be demands from elsewhere.
Absolutely. And it can be a bit chicken egg with a movie like this, in that you need to attract the cast in order to attract the finance. But again, when you've got a really good script and you're going out to actors like Bill, who are very open to being in independent films and are attracted by the quality of the material, not just what they're getting paid, that really makes a difference. And you get an actor like Bill on board, you get Maisie on board, you get Claire Dunne, and then, you know, you're in business.
Yeah, indeed. Well, look, it's showing in Tralee and Killarney this week and this weekend. Well worth checking out. And look, it's refreshing as well. It's not a remake. And that's a big thing in Hollywood these days, isn't it? It's not a prequel. It's not a sequel. It's not a remake.
No, it's not. I mean, I think there's, with remakes and anything that is based on something that is well known, that has a lot of IP, it's, I suppose, a safer bet. But no, this is it is an original film. It is based on a book, which is a book for young people, 421 Miles, as you said. But we took quite a lot of creative license with that and reset it in Ireland, actually. The original book wasn't set in Ireland. And the boy's journey across the north of England over the Irish Sea and down to Dingle. So, yeah, it's it is original, and I hope it does capture people's imaginations and their hearts.
Okay, well, listen, Morgan, thanks very much for taking time. Well done on the film, and thanks for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning, and hopefully it gets the demand from the audience that it deserves.
I hope so too. Thanks again for having me.
Okay. Brilliant. Morgan Matthews there, director of 500 Miles, shot in Dingle and in other parts of Kerry, of course, largely shot in Ireland. Great cast, great story, independent film, well worth checking out in Tralee and cinema in Killarney as well. So try and get to see that and to see the scenery and see the interesting story that lies therein. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.